The state Supreme Court has decided legal papers filed with the High Court concerning the secret John Doe caucus case will be open to the public. Now, that's good news for people at two state newspapers who objected to the information blackout. Attorney Robert Dreps represents the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Capital Times.
We see no reason that degree of secrecy is required. The appellate courts should be open to the maximum extent permissible, consistent with the administration of justice, as the First Amendment requires, so that the public can know what business the courts are doing.
The Supreme Court has also just decided that oral arguments before it next month concerning the caucus case will be open, as long as care is taken to maintain the integrity of the underlying John Doe case in the circuit court. The new openness ruling allowed reporters to read briefs just filed with the Supreme Court in the caucus scandal case. One of them argues Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard has a conflict of interest in prosecuting the case. Another says the circuit court judge has imposed a secrecy order beyond legal limits. And the brief calls for higher court supervision of the John Doe judge, saying, without it, quote, cloaked in secrecy and answerable to no one, John Doe judges would be the most powerful magistrates in the state of Wisconsin. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.